And welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is December 2nd, 2006, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. And I just got back from the holidays. I hope everybody in the U.S. at least had a happy Thanksgiving, and for those of you outside of the U.S., that you basically just had a really fantastic week. So I'm back with the news. It has been kinda quiet in the newsroom lately, but here's the highlights. Toshiba is releasing a high-capacity SD card. Yep, all you D50 and D70 owners are in luck. The 8GB Class 4 card can write at least 4 megabytes per second, which makes it a Class 4 card. But you gotta wait till after Christmas, because the release date is set for sometime in January of 2007. So maybe save some pennies and, you know, on the odd chance that somebody bought you something of an electronics variety that you just have to return, maybe you can pick up one of these new cards after the holidays are over. And the other highlight from the news is for all of you folks in London or nearby, check out the Nikon's Solution Expo, which is happening on the 5th and 6th of December. Yep, that's right, that's this Tuesday and Wednesday. If you are in the area and you'd like to drop by our booth and volunteer for Nikonians, please check the blog, and I'll have that link posted for you directly. You can also find the link on the main page of the Nikonians community. It should still be there, but if not, have no fail, it will be in my blog. And as always, volunteers are treated to something special, usually something along the lines of a t-shirt, ball cap, or something. So if you need one of those and you're in the area, please check it out. On to the forums. From the Nikonians Travel and Meet forum, there is a call for Nikonians in British Columbia, that's in Canada for those of you not very good with geography, and for Nikonians in Oklahoma City. So if you're nearby any of those two areas, please jump on the blog and get the links and let the Nikonians know that you're out there. The online photo assignment for December 2006 is all about holiday portraits. The idea is kind of along the lines of getting a really nice shot, something that you can maybe use on one of those holiday cards that have a family portrait on them or just a personal portrait. So get out there, be creative, and if you're planning on taking some holiday portraits this year anyway, why not check out the rules and see if you can get something submitted and share what you can do with everybody else. And just for those of you who might be a little bit wary of some of the pictures you might see on those, these are meant to help us learn what to do, so get tips and pointers. So don't worry about it if you don't think your photograph is up to snuff. Everything is welcome, and we're just here to help each other out. Moving on a little bit, I was looking in the resources section of the community and thought I'd make sure everybody knew about the software review section. If you're looking into buying some software for photographic use, you might want to check that out and see if the software package is in our list. And if it's not, please, by all means, give us a shout and we might see if there is a review out there that we can post up there as well. And if you're looking for a photography magazine, which can be a nifty gift idea for the holidays for a subscription, there's a good listing on our bookshelves of all sorts of different types of magazines having to do with photography. So that's a good place to check out and see what's going on for that. And unfortunately, that's all for this week. I'm going to leave you with a picture from the A Picture I Took forum that is entitled Input Output, and I won't give away what it's about. Go ahead and have a look. I will tell you that the photographer is looking for feedback for this particular picture. That's difficult to say. So please, if you're good at some advanced photography, check that out well and give that photographer, that Nikonian, a hand. If you have any questions, comments, any feedback whatsoever on this podcast or others as well, please go to the podcast feedback forum and let us know. Alternatively, you can email me directly at newsflash@nikonians.org. That's .org. And I'll be sure to give you a reply as soon as possible. That's it for me this week. I will be back next week on the 9th of December with the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.